At the Alltech Global Dairy and Beef Conference, I'm visiting with Kevin Tuck. And first of all, Kevin, tell us what you do for Alltech.
Okay, so, Chuck, I'm the Managing Director of the Alltech Technology Center in Dunboyne in Ireland.
Well, here today we have had some sessions, one area focusing on dairy, one on beef, obviously. You talked about, a new kind of program that Alltech has called E equals P plus S.
Correct.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so this is a bit of a change for Alltech in the last number of years that we're focusing more directly with producers. To do so effectively, we realize we have to bring more to the table. And so basically we have a non-farm program, which we call EPS. E equals P plus S, which stands for efficiency gives you profitability plus sustainability. So that's the program. That's the name of the program. And we've been running that program now for about in dairy and beef, two specific ones, and by which we would offer a service to any individual producer, be a dairy farm or a beef unit, where they will have an Alltech dedicated person who will go onto their farm, discuss their goals, their plans, their dreams, their desires, the obstacles that are preventing them from getting there. We look at their existing performance data, their diets, their animal welfare, animal management, the whole domain. And following that, we'll make recommendations. To support those recommendations, we've got a couple of very nice programs that have been specifically developed for us, which can therefore show somebody, any individual farmer, what the level of performance they would expect to get if they implement the recommendations before they spend a red cent and commit to anything. So we can show them with a high degree of predictability up front what's going to happen in terms of profit. In other words, profit per litre of milk or per cow or per beef animal or whatever is relevant. And we'll also at the same time show them the link between that and lowering their carbon footprint, which is an interesting area because most people think the whole idea of sustainability, carbon footprint, whatever you want to call it, is just some ridiculous notion. But the point about it is they're starting to appreciate is that it's directly related to the level of profitability you can increase. There's a direct link between being more efficient and therefore more profitable and the amount of reduction of your carbon footprint.
Well, I believe I've heard enough sessions where if you are operating in what people kind of traditionally think of the definition of sustainability, they will also be sustainable in an economic sense as well.
Yeah. Well, it's about both because they're both completely linked and one is a consequence of the other. Obviously, from a farmer point of view, our responsibility is to turn things like carbon and these theories into dollars. So how do you do that? And actually, what we discovered through a lot of the fermentation models we've built is that actually, by monitoring the gas release during the digestion of feed, is a direct indication of how well that foodstuff will perform in the animal. So if you want to improve the daily gain or the milk production, you can have a look at the complete diet. By measuring the gases, you can tell how it's going to perform within the animal. And therefore, you get two things for the price of one. One is a consequence of the other. And as you can see, it's therefore no longer just some type of political fancy word about sustainability, though it's a very big word and it's badly misunderstood. But the idea today was to get across that message to understand it's part of this program. Efficiency gives you profit and sustainability at the same time.
Well, there has been some research I've seen showing how farmers, whether it's dairy, beef, have become more efficient or sustainable in terms of an environmental standpoint. And it's companies like Alltech with some of your programs and products that are really helping make that happen today.
Well, there's two parts of it, because one is that this whole area of reducing footprint and carbon, and again, obviously, it's bigger in some countries than others, etc. But the whole idea of it is all that's controlled by an organization called the Carbon Trust. And you have to be accredited to make these claims. So the Alltech program, this EPS program, is fully accredited with the Carbon Trust. And we have an external company who wrote the programs for us, so that all of the ingredients that go into the feed of a cow all have their own global warming potential, they call it. So if you're making changes to the diet to make it more cost-effective, but you can also make a diet more carbon-effective as well. And you know what? The two are directly linked again. when you make it more cost effective, invariably make it more carbon friendly. And therefore, when it's fed to the animal, bingo, more money, lower footprint, because it makes common sense. If more nutrients are going into the animal in terms of beef or milk, well, there's going to be less in the waste, right? It's just common sense. Less going off into the air as carbon, less going into manure, which becomes nitrogen oxide and contributes to the whole global warming effect. But fundamentally, you have to understand the dietary changes first. So you have to have trained technicians who can formulate diets, and we have a special program we call Plurimix, which enhances or takes into consideration that global warming potential. So not only do you get the nutrient specifics of a diet and the cost of it, obviously, but you also get its GWP, global warming potential. And that's sometimes a very significant change, somewhere between 8 and 12% change. It's very, very significant when you see some of the targets being set. So that's, and again, that's equal $40, $50 per finished animal. It could be, on average at the moment, in the program that we've run in Europe for the last 8 months, where we've had a whole range across many different countries, both in the dairy and beef area, like the dairy animal is showing, in euro, 230 euros per animal, per lactation, better off. That would be nearly $300 US. And the beef animal is 44.50 euro. That's just about short of $60. Increased profit with a reduction in footprint of around 7, 8, 9%. Sometimes higher, sometimes lower. That's neat, you know.
That's a real good story. Number.
Yeah. Well, that's our job.
Yeah.
Bring that to the farm as a service if you expect people to do business with you. But you need to be able to show people up front what the highly likable outcome is before they commit to spending a red cent with you, and then further monitor that with them to make sure that they do get that or greater. And to do that successfully, you need a dedicated person to work with that farm, because as you can see, every situation is different. What one farmer wants as his dream or goal is very different for another. Sometimes it's reduced feed costs, sometimes it's health issues. We have to stop lecturing farmers and tell them what they should be doing and ask them what they want to do and then match the program to it. I think that's strange as it may seem, that's actually really unique. There's not a lot of people out there doing that, and it's working very well for us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I'm enjoying another global, we've called it different names over the years, but now we got the Global Dairy and Beef Conference taking place here in Deauville, France. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.